has stood out to you about Bryce? He seems like he gets better and better every day.
He's working hard. And I think I said this before, just like all the young guys, they got a lot of information being thrown at him right now. And so for him to go out there and put that stuff behind him and try to play fast and do a lot of the things that we're asking him to do, but yet let his natural ability and instincts take over, it's good to see. He's not thinking too much. He's reacting, which is what you want to see.
What do you need to do to get Morgan ready for the season after missing so much time? Where's he at?
I think Morgan will be fine. Morgan's played a lot of football around here, a lot of snaps, and he'll be ready to go. There's nervousness or trepidation about him being prepared to play. Morgan prepares about as well as anybody we've got around here, and he'll be ready to go.
Does that time he missed affect that transition to kind of doing some stuff with linebacker that he was doing early in camp, or is that still a possibility for him?
We'll have to wait and see. I mean, that's going to be something that Coach Dom and Mike will sit back and discuss, and whatever role we feel, you know, will help us win. That's what we'll do. But Morgan's participating in a lot of snaps in the OTAs in the early part of training camp, so he'll be ready to go.
Is this about the deepest group that you've had? I mean, I realize some of these guys have never played, but it seems like you got some impressive depth.
It's a talented group, and but the most pleasing thing about all the guys is they've worked extremely hard, and they've really tried to do things that we've asked them to do, and they put in the effort, and it's nice to see hard work paying off, and they've done some good things. Still got a ways to go, but they make no excuses, and they try to give us all they got, and that's pleasing as a coach to see.
Darren, you've coached with Joe Witt for a long time. Your path to coaching is very different than his, having played in the league as long as you have. What do you think makes him a good coach? He seems to be a really good communicator, but what do you kind of see in working with him that you think makes him a good coach?
I think Joe's very detailed, and he's gonna cross all the T's and dot all the I's, and he's going to hold the players accountable. And I think that's something that as a coach, first and foremost, you want to bring some knowledge, you know, to the table. You got to know what you're talking about and what you're doing. Motivation is another thing. You know, guys in this league, although they're highly motivated, sometimes they get a little bored, and some of the monotony that goes along with preparing, you know, is something that as a coach I think you got to be able to bring out. And then probably the third thing is the accountability factor. And I think we have that throughout our staff, and that's a good thing. And I think our players respond to that, and hopefully we can keep them going and keep them doing the things that we're trying to get them to do.
Joe, where do you think Ha-Ha's football IQ is, and how do you think that makes him poised to maybe have, you know, his best season yet, if you feel that way?
I think obviously coming from a school like Alabama, you know, I think the coaching he received early on, Ha's been involved with football about all his life, and he's been at a high level from high school on up through college and so forth. And obviously with the number of snaps that he's played in his early career here, you get exposed to a lot. And you're not going to get everything the first time out. And he certainly had his share of mistakes, but the arrow was pointing up. And the thing about Ha, he's all business. And when we're in the classroom, in the meeting room, he's about as serious as you can get. And they all follow Morgan's lead, and Morgan kind of sets the tone, and those other guys follow. So our classroom environment is, I think, is really good. And then being able to apply that on the field is another aspect that the good ones can do. They can take from the board, apply it on the field, and then obviously be able to do it in the games, because you got to be able to do it under high-pressure situations. And he doesn't blink. He just goes out there and plays. And he'll be the first to tell you he's not going to do a whole lot of thinking out there. And this really isn't a game for a lot of thinking. It's about reacting and trusting and believing what you see.
Hey, Darren, the training camp's a lot different than it was when you first came into the league, I'm sure, with 2 days and the time you spent on the field.
No question.
As a coach who – you guys always have young players. It's just the way you operate. Do you have enough time on the field with these guys? And I mean, I know it is whatever time you have before this, how do you make the most of it?
I think the biggest thing is taking advantage of the classroom environment and trying to be as creative as you can in your teaching methods. I think obviously the off season has changed quite a bit because we're able to spend a lot more time with them than it was when I was playing and so forth. When the off season came around, a lot of our guys didn't show back up until May. But we get our hands on these guys a little bit sooner, and so we can do some of the classroom stuff with them a lot earlier than we could in the past. And obviously it's a lot younger league just because. And so that's going to require a little bit more time. And we try to take advantage of it.